Next item on the agenda is item number five, Sri Ganesh, if I pronounce that correct, LLC, number 10-1708. Mr. Johnson, good morning.
Morning. Sri Ganesh, LLC, requests authorization to install 15 steel posts on 3-foot centers, attached below grade with steel angle segments extending from existing timber groin landward to the dune on the beach of their property situated along the Chesapeake Bay, immediately north of the Salt Pines Inlet on Granby Beach in the city of Hampton. The project will require coastal primary dune and beaches permit. Sri Ganesh LLC is comprised of four individuals who own approximately 8.5 acres of property in the city of Hampton. This is a Chesapeake Bay facing property. The property you see outlined in yellow right here is just immediately north of Salt Ponds Inlet and is located on a beach approximately 4,000 feet long as unimproved that runs south from the Grandview Beach area. In this aerial shot on the slide, you see the approximate boundaries of the property owned by Sri Ganesh LLC. A couple of interesting things I want to point out. This is Salt Ponds Inlet down here. You have the jetty that's protecting the inlet, and you also have an existing timber groin located right here. This is an application drawing showing existing conditions at the site right now. Outlined in red again is the existing timber groin. It's a little hard to see the numbers here, but the elevation difference between the beach and the dune itself is approximately 4 feet. This slide, this is an application drawing again, showing the existing groin in red and the proposed steel posts that we're proposing to put in on 3-foot centers. These posts are approximately 8 feet tall and are hot galvanized dipped steel posts. Again, they'll be put in on three-foot centers. The posts will be buried to a depth of approximately 5 feet. Here again is the existing groin, and this dashed line represents approximately the sediment elevation. The posts will be installed by digging a 5-foot trench, placing the posts into the trench on 3-foot centers, and connecting them to each other with these angle trusses that you'll see at the bottom. They'll be bolted to them, and then everything will be filled in again, returning the elevation to its natural state. The trusses, again, were just bolted on along the bottom, so not much to see here. In this picture that I took a couple of weeks ago, this is approximately how far up the beach the steel posts will extend. This is the end of the terminal end on the groin on the landward side, and where you see Mr. David Imburgia of the local wetlands board in Hampton standing is approximately the landward extent of the steel posts. White posts you see back here in the background are an approximate boundary or property line between the city of Hampton, which owns the property to the north, and the applicant's property to the south. I should also note that the city of Hampton also owns a property south of the applicant's property as well. This is a shot showing the groin looking upward towards the dune line. I actually had one more thing I want to point out. These ties that you see here are actually running very high that week due to weather events and astronomical reasons, so normally you don't see the tide this high. This shot was taken on a different day, obviously you can tell because my feet aren't wet, but again, this is just looking landward from the groin up towards the dune face. You can see the associated vegetation with the dune, sea oats and other associated dune grasses. Mr. Sotella has tried to keep people from accessing his property, and the other applicants has tried to keep the public from accessing their property by posting no trespassing signs and other measures, but have been fairly unsuccessful with that. This is a picture provided by the applicant. I did not witness this, but this is last year or a few years ago anyways, where people routinely drive down to access this area of the beach using modified golf carts on weekends and holidays mostly. Basically just come down and enjoy various recreational activities on the applicant's property.
And I'm certain he's asserting that that's his property, where
yes,
those
sir.
Vehicles
yes,
are?
If you look back here in the background, you'll see the jetty again for Salt Ponds.
Okay. Proceed. Thank you.
This is the access point for those modified golf carts. This is the south end of Grandview Beach. There's a There's basically a beach access area right here. They can drive down, access the beach, and drive down the length of the unapproved beach, which again is about 3,900 to 4,000 feet. This is again an aerial picture. I just wanted to show you a couple of things here. VIMS noted in their recommendation that they are concerned about possible secondary impacts by putting up this steel post fence. Basically, they're worried that people might just drive around them, going over the dune, impact into dune, vegetation. Driving down this little path you see running behind the dune face itself. So they did mention that in their report. Here's a ground shot that I took the other day, showing this path behind the primary dune. It looks to be in the swale behind the primary dune itself. And this is just a shot of the dune face itself. Like I said earlier, this is about a 4-foot elevation change, so I'm not sure this will provide much of an obstacle for these modified golf carts to be able to cross over if people chose to do so. One protest was received. It wasn't put into your evaluation. We received it Friday afternoon, but it has been included in your packets. Basically, the protester stated concerns that the steel posts may increase erosion on the site. He also notes that in recent months and years that the trespass, or months anyways, that trespassing has not been as bad recently as it's been in the past. And also questions how the applicant plans to access the property to do this work. In the applicant's application, they noted that they would bring the materials in by boat, and then access for labor would be coming down the beach itself in the Grandview area. Staff believes that the bollards will not have a significant direct impact on the ecological and physical functions of the beach and dune. While staff is aware that the placement of the bollards on the beach may encourage people to illegally access Mr. Satella's property, or Sri Ganesh LLC, by traveling through the dune area, we understand his desire to protect the property. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1404.10d of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project. Glad to answer any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Johnson by members of the commission?
I have a question.
Mr. Plumlee?
Is there a policy with regards to public access on the Chesapeake Bay? I may not be aware of it. In terms of getting to the foreshore, that there be access to the foreshore or the dry sand area. I know an oceanfront, it may be a little bit different than on bay. And I'll defer
to council, but unless it is owned by the municipality, which is granted access, I think it's private property, but I will refer.
That's true. I mean, oceanfront's owned by the beach, by the city of Virginia Beach in this particular case, while some of the beach to the north of the red line, I believe, was owned by Hampton.
And south
of the jetty, the area in between is private property. So,
to what, for the record, to where?
To the mean low water.
Right. At the foreshore, it's public, mean low and out. But the right of access to that foreshore, I thought, was constitutional, and under the public trust doctrine, that was protected, that access was protected, and unless you could demonstrate ownership to a King's Grant, of that dry sand area, even that could be considered public. So I wasn't sure if there was a policy the commission had adopted with regards to access on that portion for the public.
Mr. Grandis, do you have a response?
I don't think this project or the commission is attempting to prohibit someone from enjoying the area channelward of mean low water here. I also don't think, and I don't believe there's a policy that, or a reason to have a policy that would require that access be permitted from the upland to an area channelward of the mean low water over someone else's property. The public will retain access in this case to the area channeled of mean low water
by getting around the groin.
Mr. Plumlee?
Yes.
Follow up. I want to make sure that the
I want to make sure I understand with regards to this portion of the beach, because it differs as you go state to state and area to area within state. So I didn't know if we had adopted a specific policy or if there had been anything that I was unaware of. But I think you've answered
my question. Mr. Watkinson, is that the Mr. Watkinson?
Add a little bit to try and provide some clarification, if not hopefully not confusion. We're not aware that this section of Hampton Beach has been established as a commons, which would, I think, maybe be a more appropriate way to describe the types of beaches you've asked about where public access might be allowed over private property. My understanding is there are probably some places in Virginia along the Atlantic coast that enjoy that type of status, but we're not aware that that type of status has ever been established on this section of shoreline in Hampton.
Okay.
Further up, Mr. Palmer, is that?
I think that answered my question.
Further questions of staff? I'm sorry, Mr. Fox?
Yes. You say the city of Hampton owns the adjacent property. Could these activities that are being done by the trespassers, if you will, could they be done on the city of Hampton property?
They could. I think that'd be up to the city of Hampton to.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
I agree with that. One thing to just add, along this section of the beach, there were numerous other private parcels from Grandview all the way down to this particular property and to the city property. So there would be other private properties people would have to cross to get there. But just wanted to clarify and make sure you understood that the Hampton property didn't extend all the way
ad infinitum.
Okay, I did not understand that.
Thank you. Further questions? Mr. Tankard, please.
Is there any contingency plan for perhaps the inevitable, which is access to the property going through the dune area? I mean, you mentioned that in the issues, and I didn't know. It seems as though you have people who are trespassing, and oftentimes it's trespassers are pretty inventive on how they continue to trespass.
I think the contingency plan there would be to call the police.
Okay. All right.
I think that's correct. I think once you start driving over those dunes, it can drive to destroy the vegetation in that situation or change the contours of that dune. It would not fit under the exemption for recreational use that would allow for the driving on the beach where you don't have that.
Okay. So there is some difference between driving on the beach and driving on dunes.
In our view, yes.
Okay.
Further questions? Mr. Plumlee?
Just so I make sure I understand, the applicant's property is south of that orange line down to the jetty?
No, this is the existing groin here. This is his proposed steel post field. I should have drawn the property lines on this. The property line actually is up to the north a little bit here, comes back down.
You had a picture of it.
Yeah, I had a picture of it earlier, but I didn't impose it. These white posts here are denoting the property line for the city.
Is that a private jetty that was constructed?
That jetty, I think, was constructed for when they dredged out Salt Ponds Inlet.
Well, there's a whole series of jetties of this type along the Hampton waterfront from Buffalo Beach back to Grandview, and I believe there was some public works type project years and years ago, but I'm not positive on all of the history.
Mr. Schick.
That brings up so some of the sand material here is as a result of a public dredging project?
Not on this on this shoreline that we are aware of.
Okay.
Just to clarify, on the other side of Salt Pond Entrance Channel, there is a section of city public beach mm-hmm. that they do put dredge material on to as nourishment.
Show Salt Ponds Inlet again, please, Mike. Get a picture of Salt Ponds Inlet.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You see the Salt Ponds Entrance Channel just below the yellow square that shows where the general location of the property is. That beach just to the south has been nourished by the city using dredge material. They also nourish Buckrow Beach, which is another mile or two to the south. But between this section of public beach and Buckrow Beach, there's a section known as Malo Beach, which is private, and they don't put dredge material on that because it is private. And I'm not aware that this section of Grandview has been nourished with any public projects.
Okay.
What,
Mr. Holland.
Would you put the picture up showing the vehicles on the beach? If this is private property, why won't the police come in and remove them?
We can ask that of the okay. applicant if he come out. Further questions? Thank you, gentlemen. Is the applicant present or represented? Would you come forward, sir? Would you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Robert Sotella. I'm a managing member of Sri Ganesh, which you pronounce correctly.
Thank you.
I've had an interest in this property for over 15 years, so I'm fairly familiar with what's going on or been going on for quite some time, at least regards the property that I've had an interest in. The access by people to the property had not been a problem, or at least a major problem, until the city of Hampton passed an ordinance called a golf cart ordinance about 3 to 4 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. When that occurred, incursion by property owners in the immediate vicinity increased substantially. I mean, golf carts just came literally flying down the beach. I mean, as you saw in the aerial photograph, the beach is over 3,700 feet long. So there are many property owners in between. In fact, some of the people who own property between the Sri Ganesh property and the entrance gate of the cul-de-sac don't go to their property. They go to the property that's owned by Sri Ganesh. Why, I don't know, or at least had been. So the golf cart ordinance was a major instigator, if you will, of trespassing. And it's still in effect, although I've written the city many times complaining about the golf cart ordinance and the fact that people were driving golf carts to that particular part of the beach, and that I have stated to people many times the fact that it was private property, they didn't really care. They were going to go to the place and do whatever it is they wanted to do. And I have a number of pictures, I think the staff has done a very good job of depicting the overall view. I have additional pictures.
Well, let me ask you real quickly to authenticate. Yep. Did you provide staff that picture?
Which one, sir?
The one that's on?
I probably did, yes. It looks like a picture I had taken in the past.
And does that accurately represent what would be seen on your property?
On any given holiday weekend, yes, to answer your question. On any given holiday weekend, I've seen as many as 60 to 70 golf carts on that property.
Okay. Does Sri Ganesh own this property without contestment to the title? There's never been any issue about the ownership?
No, sir.
All right.
Anyway, the golf cart ordinance helped create this particular problem of access and trespassing. I'll answer the question. There was a question about enforcement by the police. I've called the police department several times. They're reticent to send an officer down there when they're confronted with as many as 50 or 60 people. They don't feel comfortable sometimes, if you will, sending an officer, and they feel that most of the time they would have to send multiple officers just because of the volume. So if I'm talking about one or two people or three people, that's one thing. If I'm talking about a group of people, then enforcement is not always as likely. It's at the far end of their patrol area, and as you're probably well aware, City of Hampton has many events, and sending multiple officers to this particular part of the beach for quote-unquote just trespassing is not a priority. Does that answer your question, sir?
I wasn't the one to ask it, but...
Does that answer your question, sir? Okay. there was a special meeting held April 26th, Hampton City Council. City Attorney Hudson had made a statement regarding the fact that this property has is private property. In fact, the city's property is also private property. It's never been designated as a piece of property for public access. They've always maintained it, according to Ms. Hudson, as private property. So if people are trespassing on the city's property, or trespassing on my property, they're also trespassing on the city's property and everyone else's property. I think I've done a lot in the past to try to convince people not to access the property. As you saw, I've put up signs in the past. I've even had officers come to the property, and I've obtained names and addresses, and had summonses issued for them to appear in court. In fact, we have two cases now pending for people trespassing. But the and I'll, to some degree, I'll give credit where credit is due. Most of the people who live in the area have begun to respect the no trespassing. But there are many people who don't live in the area that may not be familiar with the fact that this is private property, that will and have in the past, I don't say will because I don't know, that have in the past actually brought golf carts, trucked them into the area, and those people drive wherever they want to on the properties. And most of them head to this particular property because it has the most sand and is most secluded. So. That's another problem altogether. The poles are 3 feet apart, is to prevent the golf carts from going onto the property. It does not prevent pedestrian traffic. I have never, that I'm aware of, told anyone they couldn't walk on the property. In fact, there was a gentleman this past weekend. And when I was there, he said, he asked me if I was going to have him arrested for trespassing, and I said, no. I said, if you're going to walk along the shoreline, you want to pick up shells or rocks or whatever you want to do and walk to the major rock formation that outlines the salt pond channel, I said, I don't have any problem with that. I said, if you're going to bring a dog, make sure it's on a leash. I said, I don't want golf carts or any kind of equipment, no fires. No alcoholic beverages and things like that. But if you want to walk on the property, stay off the dunes, I say I don't have a major problem with any of that. So I'm not trying to prevent people who are walking on the property to be there. What I'm trying to prevent is the wholesale. You can see, this is a picture, you can see how hard the sand is matted. And of course, people with golf carts are going to bring their beverages and their stoves, and there's also a sailboat. I was there last Labor Day. There were several jet skis in front of the property and going into the water, and all that becomes a liability issue at some point, and I'm not really interested in having that. So hopefully this will mitigate the problem, and I don't know that it'll stop it. I don't know that anybody wants to go to that piece of property on a golf cart that they can't get there. As you saw in a previous picture, there is a secondary access behind the primary dune. It seems to be growing in. It is not as worn down as it has been, but again, I haven't seen many people in that part of the groin. But again, I'll post signs on that on the other side of the major primary dune and let people know that. It's, you know, there's no trespassing signs on the lower part. There's also no trespassing on the upper part. The problem has been, and I'm sure everyone on the council here is very aware, that BMRC is uniquely situated to help with the loss of dunes, prevent erosion. Many of the golf carts, and I'm not saying people in the area are doing it, but I'm just saying golf carts in general have driven through the dunes, up onto the dunes. In fact, in the last few days, this past weekend, I have pictures of golf carts in the primary dune area and into the vegetation area. I have pictures of vegetation, new vegetation, over the years that are completely gone because people are riding through the lower part of the dunes or even the upper part of the dunes. So I don't have a problem with people accessing it on foot, but I have a major problem, as I hope you all do, with the destruction of the dunes and the vegetation and of course, those private issues I have. I can go on about the constitutionality of putting up this fence and the real estate laws allowing me to protect my property and to deny access in various forms, but I'm sure that the council knows these laws and probably has and should have given you guidance. That's all I have at the moment, unless you have some additional questions you'd like to ask me.
Just real fast, Mike, to your best, come here, Mr. Johnson, to your best recollection, where did that picture come from? I want to authenticate that picture is what I want to do.
It was in the file that was prepared by Elizabeth Merchant.
You gave that picture, now under oath, you said, okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure that this case is perfected. I don't want any errors. Do you have pictures that you have taken?
Pictures that have been taken
in your
sorry.
I have pictures that I have taken, and I have pictures that are taken by another gentleman, Mr. Pluchinski, who is here.
Leave those for him. Let him introduce those. The ones that you've taken, if you'd like to present them to the commission, that would be fine. To the chair.
I have many others, but these will give you another example.
Thank you.
Take those personally.
Okay. Let the record reflect. I have two pictures that pretty much are identical to the one that's being shown up there that's being provided by Mr. Sotelo. Any questions of the gentleman? Mr. Schick, then Mr. Tankard.
Yes, is the city considering or have you approached them about blocking entrance to the beach altogether at this entranceway?
No, sir. It's the city can do what it wants with its property. I have no demand on them to do anything. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but I didn't know if you had asked them to.
I'd asked them to post their property as a private property, and that trespassing was not allowed, and to mark their boundary. But other than that, I have not demanded they do anything.
This seems like the main access is.
Well, the main access is back by the cul-de-sac. Right. I mean, there is a gate there, and I'll mention this. The city has already approved a gate access where at the very entrance to the property, and that's where I would think that the major choke point is, if you will, and should be improved or enhanced to minimize access by golf carts. But that hasn't been done yet, and I have addressed that issue with the city, and I have not received a response in over 6 months. So I can't tell you what they're. Obviously, they're not planning on doing anything anytime soon. Does that answer your question,
yeah.
Sir?
Mr. Tankard?
Yes.
And this is along the lines of the photo. Mr. Sotelo.
Yes. Thank you.
The Sri Ganesh is, a club. Are you sure?
It's an LLC.
It's an LLC. And the people there are not members of the LLC.
No, sir.
These are not any.
No one has permission to be on the beach other than. A couple of people I've talked to who asked to walk on the beach,
okay.
And I've given them permission to walk on the beach, but no one has permission to drive their golf cart onto that beach.
All
right. Like I said, we have several, we tried to enforce trespassing and get the, indirectly, I mean, I could have had a private security firm go out there with how many people they thought might be necessary, but I'm trying to be.
One.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that one can handle 50 or 60 people, but that's another matter.
That's a place to start.
Yeah, it's true.
Mr. Fox?
In this one picture here, Mr. Stuttle, there's some condominiums or buildings in the background. Are they the other side of the inlet?
Yes, sir.
So there's nothing, no buildings on your side?
No, sir.
Okay.
There's no other property owners beyond the my property as well.
Mr. Plumlee?
Do you currently have any projects planned for that side or anything submitted to any
board, sir?
I have no drawings submitted to City of Hampton.
And so you don't live... I'm sorry.
That's fine.
You don't live currently near this site, or...
I live in Norfolk.
Thank you.
Further question, Mr. Grandis, by counsel.
Is your property subject to any easements that you're aware
of?
Is your property subject to any easements?
Not that I'm aware of. As I said in the meeting that was held at Hampton City Council on the 26th, Ms. Hudson.
26th of what day? Or what
April.
Year? April of what year?
This year, sir.
Thank you.
It was televised, I think. But there was an easement for property owners, not the public. And Ms. Hudson delineated that and made it clear that there is no public access to this property that I'm aware of. If I'm incorrect, I'll be glad to be corrected on that point. But during her comments about the lawfulness and what's going on and so forth, she indicated that there is a 20-foot easement along the front of the property. Actually, it's that easement has been eroded, and it's primarily bay right now. But that's another matter altogether.
Further questions, David?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in support of this project who wishes to be heard? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
State your name for the record, please.
Sebastian Plachinski.
Proceed, please.
I own some of the properties along the beach, and I'm in support of the proposed project. I myself have witnessed and seen the extent of golf cart use and the abuse of golf cart use. And I did want to introduce some of these photos that I have taken to the record.
Are these photos of this specific piece of property?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
These were taken last year. And it's hard to see, but there's no trespassing sign there, and everybody ignoring the no trespassing sign. This is a photo in the middle of the night also on the property, showing that this isn't just during the day. This happens also at night.
Can you go back to the lectern? Can you tell me what this represents? Because I'm having a hard time. What is that?
That's a photograph of
golf fire carts or golf carts? Or
fire and golf carts on that part of the beach. A bonfire with several golf carts and many people.
Proceed, please.
The golf cart use has not stopped. There are some people that have said that the golf cart use have stopped recently, but they have not. I have a picture here that I want to introduce also with golf cart tracks showing, and this was taken this past Sunday, showing that the golf carts are continuing to drive on the property.
Proceed with your testimony. I'll get that in just a second.
I mean, that's basically it. I mean, I'm experiencing
okay.
the same kind of problem.
Any questions of Mr. Plachinski or Plusinski?
Plachinski.
Plachinski. Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Okay. Who's first? Tell you what I'd like to do. How many are going to testify? Would you all please stand? Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Proceed. Who's first? State your name for the record, please.
Arnie Hasselquist.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you. First of all, one or two comments I'd like to make in just response to the comments that were made. This happened last summer. Myself and another neighbor had made an agreement with Mr. Patel, the main owner of the Shri Ganesh LLC, and he had said he would not stop us from, he had no problem with us for a year to access the property. So I'm not sure when exactly this was taken and whether there was a no trespassing sign up, but we had permission from the primary owner of the LLC to access the property. So I'm not sure the dates, and I don't see a time stamp on that picture.
Okay.
I'm a member of the Hampton Wetlands Board, and I strongly oppose it.
Thank you for your service there, by
thank
the way.
You. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. A few concerns. Certainly in the applications, there's several concerns about using 1988 datum, where the mean high water is, where the mean low water is, the RPA line. With that, with using data from 1988, you know, with Queen Isabel and all the storms, the things have changed a lot. So it's really inaccurate drawings they have. Second, I wanted to just kind of refer to the DCR report. And the DCR report, in the second page, it talks about, it says, while this project is submitted as a shoreline erosion control project, it does not appear that the shoreline erosion is the focus of the project, as no evidence of erosion was presented in the application. As this project appears to be focused on the denial of access to property, it is our opinion that it is not shoreline erosion control, nor is it water dependent, and therefore should not be permitted by right within the resource protection area. I think that's very important. I have seen no studies that low-pressure tires on golf carts are going to cause beach erosion. Okay. Before we had, I know they was concerned about the golf cart ordinance. Before that, people were driving trucks and Jeeps back there, including Mr. Plachinski, driving their trucks on the beach. So that's, if you're worried about, you know, protecting the beach, certainly driving a truck is a lot different than driving a golf cart. We as neighbors worked hard to keep people off the dunes. We sent out pamphlets. I have a golf cart also. Sent out pamphlets. We'd stop people who drove on the dunes. We put blockades up so they couldn't get on the dunes. So as a neighborhood, we worked hard to stop anybody from driving on the dunes. But again, driving on, along the beach line in a golf cart is not a big beach erosion. Next thing I wanted to point out was that if you look at the VIMS report, again, as a wetlands board member, I put a lot of stock in the VIMS report because they're the experts. They do a great job, and they put out excellent recommendations. It's really rare that the wetlands board would go against the VIMS recommendation. In this case, they mentioned, like was mentioned earlier today, of greater interest in this potential adverse effect of the golf carts by bypassing the structure on the dune side. This will likely trample and kill dunes. And if you notice in the, I don't have the exact drawing now, but where the access to the dune is actually going to be before the fence. And so if people have to get back there, even if it's for emergency response or fighting a fire, they're going to have to now go over the dune to get there. They can't go any other way. VIMS also points out, the proposed structure appears unwarranted as enforcement actions could address the purpose of the project. And despite what Mr. Plachinski said, I've been going down to that beach at least twice a day, and I've hardly ever seen anybody go on that beach in a golf cart on their property now since they've taken out three summons for trespassing on neighbors and since they posted the extra signs and the white posts without a permit. So again, I think that the problem is really under control now. There might be one or two stray golf carts. I haven't seen them. I've just seen Mr. Plachinski drive his golf cart down there. But I think the problem's under control. Their enforcement that they're doing, and of course taking out trespassing things on our neighbors, is working. The word's gotten around. So I think it's a non-issue. Why destroy the beach? Why put big structures on the beach? What happens when a northeastern comes or a hurricane, and now it's full of debris on these giant metal structures? So I think if we look at this carefully, this is unneeded. I agree with BIMS completely on this. I think the amount of erosion, like I mentioned, is very minimal from golf carts. I think they made their point, and the golf carts are staying off there. And so I think I would hope that you would rule that this is an unneeded structure on the beach. And finally, what precedence are you setting here? If he can put 15 metal posts up, why can't he put 30 on his other properties? He's got four other properties. Why can't I put 25 on my property? So do we want a beach lined with metal posts? One more thing, Mr. Sotelo called this a fence. And as you know, the Hampton City has already said you cannot put a fence on the beach. He already denied Mr. Plachinski an opportunity to fence off the beach. So if he's calling it a fence, the city has already ruled against that. Thank you very much.
Well, excuse me, sir. Anyone have any questions for the gentleman? Thank you. Who's next? Good morning, sir. State your name for the record. I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm Bud, Charles Hurst. I go by Bud. I'm a property owner on the beach also. And there are a couple of things. Arnie spoke that this is, in fact, a fence being put up. Mr. Bozinski owns a lot, I think it's lot N on the beach, which is further north of this property. And he requested last year that a fence be put up, and the city denied that. He then went to the appeals board of the city of Hampton, and they also denied that a fence would be put up. With regard to whether it's a fence or not a fence, according to the definition of a fence, it's a barrier intended to prevent escape or intrusion usually to mark a boundary line. So, in fact, it is a fence.
And escape or intrusion?
Well, yes. In other words, if you were on the property, you couldn't get out. For instance, you had a dog, you put a fence up to keep him from leaving your property. So it's basically ingress or egress to a particular property. That's why you put fences up.
Okay.
But anyway, two occasions on unimproved property, the city code of Hampton says you cannot put a fence up. Similarly, I would object to having these barriers put up because then it would allow any other property owner, since there was a precedent set, to put barriers up. And finally, that beach would look like the Normandy beachhead if everybody did that. There is no positive environmental impact that I can see, and I am very concerned that it does essentially not enhance, but to make people that want to go around a no trespassing sign go through the dunes, which then further, which would erode the beach area. To me, it has a lot of very little positive impact, but a lot of negative impact from an aesthetic standpoint. With regard to access to that particular piece of property, the LLC property does not have a legal access from Grandview. That is only for property owners starting with the city property going north. There was an agreement in the 30s that allowed a 20-foot access at the water line. So Mr. Zentello, every time he goes down that beach, actually is crossing and trespassing against over our properties and all other owner properties illegally.
Have you taken any action?
Of course we would not do that. Okay. For people walking or just going on a golf cart down up and down a beach, we would never think of doing that. People have been doing that for over 80-some years there and enjoying that beach, although it is a private beach. And golf carts actually put less pressure on a beach if you calculate. I'm an engineer type, so I try to do things like this, but would put less pressure on the beach than actually a person's heel walking up and down the beach if they drive a golf cart responsibly. I've seen, like Arnie said, I've seen both Mr. Zentella and Mr. Polinski drive trucks up and down it, so it can't be that they're that concerned about a golf cart when they drive four-wheel vehicles there. So I am requesting that y'all take these factors in consideration when you make your decision here. But I am sure the city will not pass allow a fence to be built since they've already denied it twice. Thank you very much.
Like, any questions for the gentleman? Thank you. Who's next? Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm Lynn James. I am a property owner of Grandview Island and also a property owner on White Marsh Beach. I first have a letter from a wetland board member that could not be here that asked that I distribute the letter for her. So I'll bring them to you, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. For the record, I will be passing out a letter from Ms. Gail E. Cousins, dated May 23rd, 2011, in reference to this matter.
I have slides. I don't know where.
Mike, can you?
Yes, they should be.
While you're doing that, I'll read this. Good morning. I'm Gailey Cousins, a member of the Hampton Wetlands Board. Sorry that I could not be here today, but I had some medical procedures today. The state needs to protect what few sand dunes and beaches that we have. Digging holes and planting steel poles 3 feet on center will do a lot more potential harm to the dunes and shoreline than leaving the beach and dunes untouched. I feel by allowing one property owner the ability to fence off his parcel of land could ultimately be opening other property owners to come forward wanting to do the same. Have you ever seen beach property with poles and fencing on it? This beach has survived for over 1,000 years. Please let nature take its course and not man by placing poles on the shoreline and the beaches. Thank you.
Thank you. We're looking for a presentation. I'm sorry. I want to say that while I am a property owner and I do have property on White Marsh Beach, I'm also a registered nurse. And prior to that, I was a former public information officer for the City of Newport News Fire and Police Department. So public safety is something that's near and dear to my heart. And my concern, and while I very much respect the fact that he doesn't want golf carts on his property, and I think that as residents and other property owners, we should encourage other people not to be on his property, and I had told him earlier I would certainly do that. I don't think that, you know, if he doesn't want golf carts there, we shouldn't have them there, and we should respect that. My concern is the emergency response to that area, and on my presentation, I had a sailboat that was beached on the beach last summer. Now, it was not on the property where we're talking, but it was on White Marsh Beach. It took extensive removal of that down to getting a bulldozer type of equipment and then a dump truck to get it off the beach. They were unable to take it off the beach by way of the water for reasons that I wasn't aware of. And fortunately, in that situation, there was not any damage or any problems, any injuries to people. Another one that I had, however, was a boat that actually wrecked on the rocks, and it was sitting up on the rocks. Had emergency personnel had to respond down there at that time, they would not be able, even with a truck, a regular truck or golf cart, to get past these poles that are 3 feet apart to get down for emergency response to the people on that boat. Now, you and I both know that fire trucks and ambulances do not go down on the beach, but the Hampton Fire Department does have a brush truck that is able to go down to the beach to help with any rescues and to help with any fires that may or may not occur in the marsh area. So my concern, as you well know, getting to the beach and getting to anyone that needs to be rescued from no matter how serious it is, time is of an essence. Y'all experienced that just 2 weeks ago in that dreadful accident that happened on the James River where no one was notified for several hours. Well, time makes a big difference in trying to minimize injury and save lives. So my biggest concern is if there's injuries on this property, it doesn't have to be people that are actually on the property, it can be boats in the water, there's no access, or it's going to delay the response time of getting to these people. Every year that I have lived at Grandview, there has been some type of injury. It's not always been a formal injury that we've had to call police or fire, but there's always been some sort of first aid. I am constantly run to on the beach for various reasons because I'm a nurse, and I really am concerned about the safety aspect. I think we as residents and property owners can be responsible in helping Mr. Sabella and Sharice Ganesh to keep the golf carts from his property. I think that we are dedicated to do that, and we certainly should respect that if that's what he wants. So I ask that you really do consider that before we make the drastic move to put fences in the ground. And again, as was mentioned, I'm afraid once we start it, what's to stop other fences to be put there by other people? So real briefly, I'll just show you these. This is the beach, the part of the removal to the sailboat. That's as they were trying to get it off. It was quite interesting. That's the dump truck as they were taking it off the beach. And this is just more saying that an average pickup truck is 6 feet wide. So obviously to get the brush truck owned by Hampton Fire Department down past to this area, we would not be able to do it. And this is the boat that was actually on the rocks that are adjacent to this property. So they would have had to come around through water to rescue these people. And again, time could have been the difference between a life and death situation.
Ms. James, that brush truck got a winch on it?
I'm most likely it would, but I'm not absolutely familiar with that particular brush truck.
Thank you.
So, thank you. Any questions that I can answer?
Questions, Ms. James?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to have you before the commission. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. State your name for the record, please, sir.
My name is James Chapman. I live at 204 Lighthouse Drive in Hampton, Virginia. The handout has two photographs which correspond, I think, with the ones that you saw in the presentation of your staff. And they show, the first page shows the two white pipes, four no trespassing signs, one nailed to a groin piling. As you know, the public and private beaches of Chesapeake Bay and Hampton have experienced erosions due to waves and high tides caused by northeasters and hurricanes. The wooden groin, which came up earlier, was constructed in the 60s after the Ash Wednesday storm. The rock jetty was constructed when the Salt Ponds Inlet was created in the 70s. The rock jetty has trapped some of the southerly littoral movement of sand. However, the jetty is porous and sand continues to fill in the Salt Pond Inlet. The wooden groin divorces wave action, causing erosion of the beach from the end of the groin towards the dune. Waves currently wash up to the primary dune whenever the tide is 4 feet above mean low water. Due to erosion since the 1988 NAVD datum, the existing shoreline is approximately 50 feet closer to the primary dune than is represented in the site plan. No field work has been performed by the applicant's engineer. The 15 steel posts, spaced evenly every 3 feet with alternating signs, will impact the aeolian transport of sand and increase erosion of the beach, increasing the threat to the primary dune. The current no trespassing signs and pipe barriers have been successful in stopping 99% of the golf cart traffic. Pedestrian trespass has been reduced by recently placed signage, but most likely will continue should the proposed barricade be permitted and constructed. I cited the code of Virginia that you operate with, and I appreciate your service to our Commonwealth.
Thank you.
The damage to the beach and dune by allowing the proposed post and sign construction will not further public health, safety, or welfare. There is no evidence that stopping beach walkers from trespassing or golf cart traffic will enhance the economic development of the property. The current signage and barriers seem more than sufficient. Should the applicant seek the goodwill of the community of beachgoers to cooperate in the education of offending citizens, the desired results could far exceed the construction of the barrier and additional signs. The placement of the posts and signs will despoil the beautiful view of property owners and their guests looking down White Marsh Beach towards Salt Pond. When weighing the merits of the applicant's permit request, it's important to consider the long-term goal of the City of Hampton Shoreline Protection Plan to establish a beautiful, open, sandy public beach from Fort Monroe to Factory Point. This goal will be realized by gaining easements from the current private property beach owners and constructing breakwaters in strategic locations and then engaging in sand replenishment, which will protect the primary dunes and all property along the shoreline. No doubt, expert opinions can be obtained that the construction of 15 posts and more signs will do minimum destruction to the beach and dunes. However, no one can dispute that this project will despoil the view of White Marsh Beach. My wife's uncle was born in Ireland and exhibited the enthusiasm of Teddy Roosevelt in daily walks. On his first day of visiting Cape Cod, he took his walk down the beach. A lady raced out of her cottage and shrilly informed him that he was trespassing on her beach. He replied, "My dear lady, only God can own a beach." Obviously, he didn't know about Massachusetts or Virginia, but his belief is widely held. For God's sakes, please do not permit this silliness, which will only gain ill will and damage and despoil a very special part of the Commonwealth you are sworn to protect. Thank you.
Questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in opposition to the project? Mr. Sotelli, you have 3 minutes to rebut if you'd like to, please.
I would. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Please keep it to 3 minutes.
I'll try my best.
Need to make sure.
Mr. Hasselquist was the first dissenter, if you will. First of all, I did not give anyone permission to go down to the property. I only asked that uh, I didn't ask. I informed Mr. Hasselquist, and I was with Mr. Patel, by the way, at a meeting where Mr. Hasselquist and a gentleman named Steve Mallon had proposed a wetlands mitigation area, and I said that I would not aggressively charge people with trespassing. I did not give anybody permission to go on the property. They're talking about erosion control. I have driven my truck down to that property to drop off signs and other equipment to try and prevent and notify the people that this was private property, as maybe once or twice at the most a year, and I haven't done that in the last 3 years. Emergency vehicle access, in an emergency, I would not prevent anybody from going to the property or crossing the property. They could go up on the, as I said, on the secondary part of the property and have access in an emergency situation. Obviously, life and death could be a problem, and I would allow access and certainly not hinder any kind of activity in that regard. People are talking about this being an erosion control project. It is not an erosion control project, and this is not a fence. It's a barrier to prevent access. This situation, this design, was actually discussed with the permit off director, Steve Shapiro, 2 years ago. And he did not have a problem with the design of this particular setting. It's not a fence, according to at least my discussions with Mr. Shapiro. And this is a property rights issue, plain and simple. I mean, I do not want people driving golf carts and having other vehicles, jet skis and sailboats, coming onto the property. It's just that simple. I don't see how these 13 or 14 posts would have a terrible environmental impact. And as far as the ambiance of the beach, this is at the very end of the beach. There's 3,000 feet before you even get to this property. So nobody really needs to be down there.
Okay, could you wrap it up, Mr. Sotelo?
Yes. Someone mentioned, Mr. Chapman mentioned the silliness of this. I don't think property rights are silly. I think that they need to be enforced, and I would appreciate it if the board commission approves this project.
Thank you, sir. Any follow-up to Mr. Sotelo? Mr. Fox. I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. Schick.
Yes.
Mr. Sotelo, member of the commission has a question, please.
Yes, how do you access, the only way you can access your part of the beach is to come down that access ramp from the, and then drive the whole length of the beach? Is that your only access to your property?
Access ramp? I'm not sure I understand.
How do you get to your property, sir, from the main road to where you where this piece of property
I
is?
I walk it.
You walk it?
Yeah, okay. I walked it. Lately, this past 6 months, Mr. Paczynski has allowed me to use his golf cart, but I walked this past weekend. I was there. I walked the property.
So you'd have no issue if one of your neighbors halfway through did the same type of project you were doing?
As long as they allowed me access to my property, sure.
Even though you couldn't drive down?
If I couldn't drive down, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I have boat access. That's why I'm going to bring the materials in by boat.
Right.
So, I mean, I have other access, means of other access.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Plumley?
I don't like the project as it's proposed. I think there may be a way to protect against dune access that's in kind of a less intrusive form than what's been presented in this project. Generally, the experience I've had of being on the Wetlands Board in Virginia Beach and dealing with all the beach rights issues and property rights issues, I had no problem if there was a project designated for the purpose of protection against erosion, and that was clearly demonstrated. But when a project is primarily just for protection against intruders on on these on golf carts, I think you have to curtail those projects to just achieve that singular means, and I'm not sure that you do that with this particular project as it's been presented. So I would be in opposition to this.
Mr. Fox?
Well, I think we've faced with somewhat of a dilemma here, because I agree with Mr. Plumlee that I'm not fond of the proposed solution. But on the other hand, the Sri Ganesh owns the property. They don't wish to have the trespassers on the property. And if they don't wish to have them on there, then they shouldn't be on there. I listened to the protestants' discussions about safety, and I understand what they're saying. I don't think that that's a terribly important argument, but I don't have a solution, honestly. I don't like the one proposed, but I don't like the problem that he has either.
Understood. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The proposed project may not be an entirely perfect solution to the problem, but I think the applicant is within his right in pursuing the application. And, we do have to consider the private and public benefits and detriments. And I think there's clearly a private benefit in terms of protecting the property from what appears to be use that, at least at times in the past, has been uncontrolled by the city. And so, in terms of detriments, I don't find the safety concern to be compelling. I think the primary public detriment would be the loss of access to the property, but that access, it appears, is unlawful anyway. In other words, it's being used in a trespassing situation. And I appreciate that traditionally it may have been used in that way, but it is private property. And so I think the applicant's within his right in making the application. I would offer a motion to approve the project.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
The record reflect one nay by Mr. Plumlee. Project passes. Thank you for your presentation.